Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Joy has dawned. And today we celebrate God's great gift of love to all. But to the Old Testament Israel, the hope of a brighter tomorrow, the promise of a joyful future, seemed an elusive dream.
For over 400 years, God's chosen people languished in bondage, longing for the day when the promised Messiah would come to deliver them. The prophet Isaiah had assured them that, though they were a people walking in darkness, a great light would eventually shine upon them.
A child would be born, a son given, and the government would be upon his shoulders, and he would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Anguish and weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Prophesied that a virgin would conceive and give birth to Emmanuel. In God's perfect timing, a young maiden named Mary, who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David, was chosen by God to become the mother of the promised Messiah.
And so it came to be that Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Mary and Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth to Bethlehem, the town of David. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, for there had been no room for them in the inn.
Just an ordinary night. There were shepherds keeping watch over their sheep on a Judean hillside outside of Bethlehem.
But this night became like no other night, when an angel appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified.
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. You will find the baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all."
The shepherds immediately left and soon found Mary, Joseph, and the newborn baby, who was lying in the manger, just as the angel had told them.
After offering their humble gifts of adoration and praise, they hurried off to spread the word of all they had witnessed. The angelic proclamation, the newborn child in the manger, the wonder of two young parents embracing their miraculous roles in God's unfolding story.
All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Jesus laid in a lowly manger. facing a world of dangers, come to turn me, a stranger, into a child of God. Jesus, lay in a holy manger, facing a world of dangers, come to turn me, a stranger, into a child of God.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem during the reign of King Herod. There were magi from the east who came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
King Herod, disturbed by his inquiry, called together the chief priests and teachers of the law, asking them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, Judea," they replied, quoting from the prophet Micah.
Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. Then report to me, so that I too may go and worship him."
The Magi went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went before them until it stopped over the place where the child was. There they found Jesus with his mother Mary.
They bowed down and worshiped him. Opening their treasures, they presented him gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh.
Rise in us, O King, die.
Christmas story is a story of joy. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
This is a story of great joy. It is the fulfillment of God's promise to end the night of suffering with the dawn of redeeming light.
Thank you.
with angels, shepherds, and magi, we celebrate the joyous news. The Messiah has been born.
Joy has dawned upon the world.
Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive his King.
Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice, for Christ is born today.
Go, tell it. Go, shout it from the mountaintops. Jesus Christ is born.